From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The AU plans to send experts to Burundi. African leaders meeting at a summit in South Africa have agreed to send military experts to Burundi. The action follows weeks of violent protests that were sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term in office. Officials at the African Union summit say the experts will observe what is happening in Burundi and will be able to give advice to police officers. U.S. and Libyan officials confirmed today that two U.S. fighter planes targeted former North African al-Qaeda chief Mokhtar Belmokhtar on Saturday. The U.S. has not confirmed that he was killed. Here's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
What I can tell you is that the Department of Defense has confirmed that Mokhtar Belmokhtar was in fact the target of a counterterrorism strike that was taken in Libya over the weekend.
Libya's internationally recognized government says Belmokhtar was among the dead in the attack in eastern Libya. The White House says a U.S. plan to deploy forces in Eastern Europe and the Baltics is still in its early planning stages. Spokesman Josh Earnest says the plan is part of a decades-old NATO mandate to protect European allies. It was the Obama administration's first public comments on the plan since it was first reported Saturday in the New York Times. Syrian monitors say Kurdish fighters have seized nearly all of a major Syrian border town from the Islamic State group, cutting off a key militant supply route. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday the Kurds control all but a few pockets of Tal Abyad. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes on Islamic State targets helped push the militants and played a large part in allowing the Kurds to move in. This is VOA News. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has officially entered the 2016 U.S. presidential contest. He told a cheering crowd in Florida that he wants to change the government culture in Washington.
We don't need another president who merely holds the top spot among the pampered elites of Washington. We need a president willing to challenge and disrupt the whole culture in our nation's capital. And I will be that president.
Bush is the 11th Republican so far in the race. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir flew home Monday from South Africa, defying a Pretoria court order to remain in the country until it decided whether he should be arrested on war crimes and genocide charges. Mr. Bashir had been in Johannesburg for an African Union summit, but the International Criminal Court sought to compel his arrest while he was there. Donald Booth is the U.S. ambassador to South Africa.
While the United States is not a party to the Rome Statute, that we strongly support international efforts to hold accountable those responsible for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity.
Donald Booth. A British newspaper claims Chinese and Russian spy agencies have decoded secret documents about Western intelligence operations leaked by Edward Snowden. The former CIA analyst stole details of the United States and its allies' intelligence programs in 2013 before fleeing to Hong Kong and then Moscow. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The Sunday Times quoted British government sources warning that the leaked files, which included detailed information on Western intelligence operations, had been decoded by Chinese and Russian intelligence agencies, forcing Britain to move its undercover agents. Efforts to contain the fallout from the leaks have been going on for at least a year, says The Economist's Edward Lucas, author of The Snowden Operation, Inside the West's Greatest Intelligence Disaster. The British government did not respond directly to the Sunday Times story, but repeated its assertion that Edward Snowden had caused immense damage. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A report released Monday finds countries facing the biggest increase in population in the coming years are the very ones that are the least equipped to handle it. The report by the Population Institute identifies and ranks 20 countries facing the greatest demographic challenges. UN-led peace talks between warring Yemeni factions began in Switzerland Monday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for pro-government forces and rebels to observe a humanitarian ceasefire of at least 2 weeks during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. The peace talks are the first diplomatic bid to resolve the conflict since it escalated 3 months ago into a regional fight. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.